we are up to Rabbi Sai Halacha Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin. Pause. Roshoy Kesem Pause. New Year. Roshoy Kesem Pause. Right there are Pei Zayin. How many words are there in Baruch Shamar? There are Pei Zayin. There are Pei Zayin. 87 words in Baruch Shamar. Pause is gold. Where did Baruch Shema come from? The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Roshay Kesem Paz. It came from Shemayim. The beginning of the Rosh, the beginning of Psukei de Zimra, is pure gold. Paz. Pei Zayin. Page Kuf Lamed Hey.
How did the end of that go in the Ashkenazi Musa?
Melech Mehulah Batish Yachid Chei Ha'olam Melech Shomufa Adi Hashmo Ha'olbaruch Ato Hashem Melech Mehulah Batish Bachos. Page Kof Lamid Hey Halacha Pei Zayin Also Leashmiya Kol Shel Shir B'Shabbos Bichli Oy Be'Evav. One is not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos. Why not? What is so terrible? What's the problem of playing a muse? You may come to fix, you may come to repair, it may break. There's two different steps. It's a process. Just like you're not allowed to eat milk and meat, you have to wait 6 hours after meat before milk because it seems to be a very great chashash. If you have a perfect condition, a musical instrument, there's a concern it may break, and after it breaks, you may come to fix it. Fixing will be malacha deraisa of make bepatish or boine. So we are concerned, therefore Chazal made a blanket prohibition of playing musical instruments, out of a concern that one may come to repair a musical instrument on Shabbos. And by extension, one is not allowed to clap, and one is not allowed to dance. Now we are, Mekel will discuss some of these things in a few moments. Halacha l'maisa, we are on Simcha, the Kitzur himself will say that on Simchas Torah, at the time of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, we are lenient, we are allowed to clap, and we are allowed to dance. And that's why in Simchas Torah, it is the Minig Olam to have no restrictions as far as clapping and dancing, because it was not part of it, since there's only a chashash rochik, that if you'll clap and you'll dance, you will come to play musical instruments. And then the musical instrument might be broken or will break, and you'll fix it, and that'll be malacha deraisa of boyne amak and patish. So by extension, you're not allowed to clap and dance, but they never made this takana when it comes to a simcha shel mitzvah. What is a simcha shel mitzvah? It's certainly true with regard to simchas Torah. What about a sheva brachas? So this is not so simple. What about an ufraf? By a kiddush of an ufraf, are you allowed to dance? Or what about even by when the chassan gets the aliyah? Some shuls, they get very excited, and they dance in circles around the bima. That's right, l'chadoidi. Okay, so they start clapping. So when the simcha, so this is not so simple. There are chiluke deos. How far you're allowed? When it comes to simchas Torah, that's brought down beferish. That simchas Torah, the honor of the Torah is for sure mutter. That l'chol hadeus is not included. There's no prohibition. But when it comes to davening, you want his oiros, so you want to go to a kalbach, Kabbalah Shabbos, and you want to clap. It's one thing, you can sway, and you can surround the Baal Tzvila, and you can sway. No guitars, though, that you can't do. But what would happen if they had slichas on Shabbos? Whoa, okay. But as far as clapping and dancing with regard to tefillah and a sheva brachos and an ufraf and a bar mitzvah, there are different opinions in this matter. Some are very lenient and some are very machmer, and some are in between. I remember when I was in high school, so our Rebbe was teaching us these halachas, and he told us that today we're very, very lenient because today we don't know. This says we don't know how to dance. So if you go to a shel brachas and they're walking around the bima, that is called dancing. You want to see dancing, you have to see Fiddler on the Roof. That's dancing. Okay, that's the real thing. This is a joke. They're walking in circles. This is not what Chazal had.
Or a shuffle.
This is not what Chazal had in mind had in mind when they said that you're not allowed to dance. You're not allowed to dance. What about clapping hands? I don't know. I don't know. He didn't discuss that. So these are the issues. Let's see.
I've seen some people who clap with the shinui.
Oh, so that's the head. So even clapping with the shinui is machlokes when it comes to when there's a need to wake someone up or to quiet if there's too much talking in the shul and you want to get people to be quiet, or if there are animals. The kids talks about a situation soon where there are animals. You want to scare away the animals. They should not destroy your field, your crop, and you need to make noise. So then when you do need to make noise, you should do it with a shinui. And that would be permitted. Let's see what it is. Also, lashmiya kol shel shir b'shabbos b'chli oy with a utensil or be'evarov chutz mibifiv, except for the mouth. That would be permitted to make noise, to say nu. There's talking during davening, so if a person were to scream out and make sounds with his mouth, that would be permitted.
Afidu l'hakos. It says shir, it doesn't say noise. The word is shir.
It says music. Kol shel shir.
Which is musical.
Musical sounds. Bechli oy be'evarov, chutz mi bepiv. Afilu lahakos be'etzba'ov, even to snap your fingers is also according to the kids. Afilu lahakos be'etzba'ov zel zeh o al haluach, or on a board, lahashmiya kolak, on a drum, or lekashkesh be'egoyis, to take nuts and to bang nuts, oy bezug, or with a some type of a bell, a clapper, letinuk shlo yichve shlo yifke, should not cry. Yifke, you don't want the baby to cry. That is awesome. V'loy matpichin yad al yad, you're not allowed to clap your hands. V'loy merakni, you're not allowed to dance. All of these things are because the gzer you may come to fix a musical instrument. V'lchvoy toira. But with regard to Kavanat Torah, mutar l'tapech, you're allowed to clap your hands, ularaket, and to dance. Does not say for davening. It only says the honor of Torah. And that is Simchas Torah. There's no one that does not dance at Simchas Torah. But again, davening is not exactly the same thing. V'gam ho'isa l'tino k'dei, so you want to make a Simon Shabbos, so you want to dance, l'chari l'bi mutar. You're right, you're making a very good point. Let's say you go to a Simon Shabbos, and dance on Shabbos, l'chari should not be any different than Simchas Torah. V'gam ho'isa l'tino k'dei shlo yivke, if someone who does so to a child that the child should not cry, ein moichin kevin sheyesh matirin, there are those that who are lenient. Okay, let's take a look over here on the shomus and halacha. A lot of stuff. Alamit test. Lashmiya kol shel shir ayin b'shud beis yitzchak. Dias lashmiya kol mi phonograph. He keeps on going back to the phonograph. He's not allowed to turn on mishum iser hashmas kol because of he's not allowed to have anything a record playing on Shabbos because of hashmas kol v'ayin b'shud. Arugas agboisem should see the iser afilu ayde akum. Now, of course, it goes without saying that you're not allowed to turn it on Shabbos because of all of the different shilas of electricity and so on and so on. But let's say you have a guy, let a guy put on a record for you on Shabbos. It's dull in the house and the children want some music, so why can't we have a guy turn on the record player, turn on an MP3 player for children? There should be some music in the house. So he said that it's also afil b'shul choy la'ayin sham la'ayin b'shul be'er chayim be'er murachay shagam kein daito le'asiv chingas b'shul shuz mishvil zil, because I guess it's because marasayin. Once you're going to have music playing, one thing will lead to another. First of all, the people they'll accuse the people of turning on, they'll think they turned it on Shabbos, and it's a slippery slope. One thing leads to another. Before you turn around, you'll be playing musical instruments, and playing musical instruments will lead to fixing the musical instruments, which will be a malacha deraisa. V'yayin b'sefer or chadash, I'm not sure that is exactly Mivilna, shekosav the chutz mi iser hashmos kol, besides the prohibition of sound, yesh boi oid iser mechika im noisin hamachat al hatabla beha gramophone ayin sham. Now, I don't know the technology, but somehow putting the old record players and you put the needle on the record, I don't know what this means exactly. There is other you do race, yeah, and it never happened where you can't even use a record multiple times. I don't know how this works. We discussed in the past that these types of ksidin l'chika are at best in nisim b'drabonin, but still it's not in the spirit of Shabbos to do these things. Further, v'ayin oy tsham b'mishpatei uzil the also lehishtamish b'radio the kol ra mishum isra hashmos kol. You're not allowed to leave on a radio on Shabbos because of Hashmos Kol, because of this concept of sound, causing musical things to play on Shabbos is a prohibition because you may come to make adjustments and fix kelim. He explains how the radio works. So he talks about turning it on Shabbos. Turning on the radio on Shabbos, let's say you have even a radio that you crank up, very popular today, to buy those emergency radios that you can crank up, or you can shake, and you're not really you'll find all different solutions where you're not creating electrical circuits for the Yom for Shabbos, you're just adjusting the volume, you're changing the station. All of these things still he holds border on the prohibition of Takonas Chazal Hashmoas Kol. You're not allowed to cause, to make noise on Shabbos. Even if the radio, you can come up with a radio that does not violate any problem of Eish, of completing circuits, any possible prohibition that we've discussed in the past with regard to electrical appliances, there is still a secondary prohibition of Hashmoas Kol, that you're not allowed to make noise, because making noise leads to fixing utensils, which can be a melacha deraisa, boin nemak v'patish.
Quick question. I heard that in the time of the Beit HaMikdash,
yes,
instruments were played on Shabbos.
So it ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. This halacha that you're not allowed to play musical instruments is only Asur Midrabanan, because you may come to fix the instruments. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shvus, there was no rabbinic prohibitions, because Kohanim Zerizim, they were meticulous not to violate any biblical law. So they were allowed to play musical instruments when they brought the Korbanos on Shabbos. And if a musical instrument would break, they would be trusted that they would not come to fix it on Shabbos. And especially if you hold that, that's only one answer. Another answer is that if you hold that playing musical instruments is the Araisa, ain the Ikar Shira is Bechlitz, Machlitz the Gemara, is the Ikar Shira Bepeh, or is the Ikar Shira Bechli? Are the musical instruments part of the actual Avoida, a part of the Shir, or is it just something which is to accompany it? It's not the Ikar. If you hold that it's the primary part of the Avoida, then the Torah wouldn't sanction its use, just like the Torah allows you to bring korbanos on Shabbos, the Torah allows you to play these musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's go to the next thing. Yeah.
Is it a sort to shout?
No, shouting, he says, is mutter, but kol is mutter. The Kizer says that's not part of the prohibition. The part of the prohibition is only to use a utensil, an instrument. He says, bepez mutter. No, it's your hand. Your hand is considered to be using it against the desk, against the table. When you bang on a table, you're using the table to produce sound. Using your hand on the table.
Clapping is
another prohibition. That's an extension. But using your kol, it says mutter. That was not included in the prohibition. What about whistling? Whistling is also. Whistling, the Olam says, is also. Whistling, I guess, is more of a... I don't know why. I have to look into why whistling is more problematic than just shouting or doing something.
What about acapella?
Acapella? Why not? Just like that, yeah. Why not? Of course, mutter. You mean imitating musical instruments? So it's fine, perfectly fine. Just like a cappella, technically is mutter for the sfira and for the 9 days. So why should Shabbos be any different? Shabbos, the Chori is saying, it's like whistling. Whistling. I'm not even sure whistling is also on Shabbos. Whistling is mutter?
Whistling is definitely mutter.
Whistling. There's no prohibition?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So whistling is mutter. So certainly... Okay. Yeah, Mr. Rapport.
I heard Rabbi Weinhoff, one of his tapes, that there were more. There was a wedding that took place late Friday afternoon.
The goyim would play the musical instruments.
And he allowed
the goyim, the front. It was very common in Europe that the goyim would play. A goy escorting the chassan to the Beis HaKnesses on Shabbos with musical instruments. Look, even today in Eretz Yisrael, they have hakafas for They have akafas for the Shnias, the second day, for the Bnei Chutz Liaretz, and the Israelis very, very happily play musical instruments. So why is that in the spirit of a halacha? If it just like today you never saw in the shul today, they bring in goyim to play musical instruments during Simchas Torah. So why then Eretz Shol do they do that? I guess, I don't know, it's an interesting point. What? But not for the people who are Bnei Chutz Liaretz. The people who are Bnei Chutz, okay, that's a controversial thing, to keep 2 days. But obviously there are people in Eretz Yisrael, people who live in Chutz Liaretz, who come to Eretz Yisrael and are following a set of Paiskim that are of the opinion that you observe a second day Yom Tov Sheni. I know it's a controversial Psak Halacha, it can be very controversial, but there's definitely a group of people that do this. They observe a full second day Yom Tov, they don't wear tefillin, and they daven a Yom Tov davening. And yet, they're very eager, or they're very willing to have the Israelis play music on their behalf on Simchas Torah. In America, on Yom Tov Sheni, you would not allow a guy, you never saw a shul, you let goyim come into shul and play musical instruments. So what's the difference? I don't know, I guess you have to say that
even Israelis...
Fundraising, there's no fundraising. Yeah, they want their money.
Yeah.
And Mitzvah. Okay, I don't know, it's a different standard. Friday night, it used to be the custom. Friday night, they used to get married Friday night. They got married Friday night to save money, the Shabbos meal. And you don't have to have a photographer. And you don't have to have. you can cut corners. But entertainment, they would not. The chassan was paying for the entertainment. So he would hire a band. Non-Jews would play Friday night on behalf of. So I'm not playing the music. Goyim are playing the music.
I thought it was sort of different.
What? They got married Friday afternoon, and the suda and the meal would extend into Friday night. Okay, so then they definitely had music. They did this in America after the war, in the early years, in the late 40s and early 50s, this practice was still done in America.
Save money.
It was done, I don't know, no, it wasn't just a matter of, that's maybe how it originated. That's how it originated, to save money. But once it became accepted that that was the time to get married, even people who the money was not an issue, it became a tradition. Friday night was the time when Friday afternoon they got married, and the suda was the first suda was Shabbos night. It became tradition. Look, there's a lot of famous pictures of Hutner's daughter. Rav Hutner had one daughter, Bruria, and she married Rav Yonason David, who's Rosh Yeshiva in Pach Yitzchak. Very famous. Friday in a hotel there Friday afternoon, and it's done. All the pictures are. They have a picture of Moshe. Rav Moshe, Rav Hudon was very, very big. Every see Rav Hudon was in the pictures was a very big person, and Rav Moshe was very, very small, was teeny. And there's a fantastic picture of Rav Moshe coming to the wedding, Rav Hudon's daughter's wedding, and Rav Hudon was walking with Rav Moshe holding his hand. It's very interesting. Rabbi Rakefet, he goes through all the gedolim that were very short. He claims that to be a gadol, you have to be very, very small, teeny. He lives.
I disprove that.
What? Okay. Yeah. So, another question. Let's go next. Halacha Gimel. The Inyan Yimutul of Techad Radio Oy Ha Microphone Merv Shabbos. Now, what about opening the radio? And of course, by the way, we're not discussing an emergency situation. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, in the Gaza war this past summer, they have a special channel. There was a special channel on the radio. Everyone was instructed to keep the radios on Shabbos for instructions. The Shabbos channel.
It's called the quiet channel.
The quiet channel. Most of the time, it's quiet. And when there's an emergency, where there are instructions and there's a siren, and there are specific the siren. You don't need a radio for the siren. But when there are specific instructions, if there's an emergency where you have to go or what to do, they want to be able to. People should know. I mean, this pikuach nefesh, and you can do anything you possibly want. But when it's somewhere in between, where it's not yet pikuach nefesh, but there's a dangerous situation, so they created this thing called the quiet channel, and of course you kept it on Shabbos. But even when there's an emergency, so there are definitely during hurricane season, hurricane season, you keep on the radio on Shabbos here. Even there are a lot of stories during the Persian Gulf War. Okay, not so long ago, people had children in Eretz Yisrael. There were a lot of parents that were going out of their mind. Their children are in Eretz Yisrael, and there are scuds and bombs flying, and many, many, many people, very Haredi families, kept the radio on Shabbos in a room. They just had to know for their mental health, to know that their children are safe in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rabbanim gave them the okay to keep on radio, even some extreme situations, even the television, on in a room, and if you
tape up the dial so you shouldn't touch it.
On the Yom Kippur War, someone told me Yom Kippur War, the whole Beis Medrash, not the whole Beis Medrash, but the Chaim Berlin was next door to a gas station, and a good part of the Beis Medrash was at the gas station during the davening to hear what was going on. The World Series.
That was the gas station. That was the bar on Avenue
M. Oh, there you go.
Okay, let's see. Gimel. Uve inyan imotar liftoyach haradio. Oy, ha-microphone. May erev Shabbos. Oy, lesader es pesichosoy al Shabbos. Al yidei sh'on automati. An automatic Shabbos. Tak ha-nerech lezim erev Shabbos. Ayin b'shut mahar shag. Shenishal sham yesh Okay, so he admitted that he did not know the technology. In Ein by Mishum Havara, I don't know about the issue of Havara. Aval, that I can't tell you. I can't tell you about all the issues of electricity and electrical circuits and those issues. But one thing he said, I can tell you, turning on a radio, even if there's no halachic issue, there's a problem of Hashmas Kol. Aval Mishum Hashmas Kol. We hold that there is no problem. He was matir. There's no kol. The loy noila kan kol chodesh. Rak nishma hamadaber. V'legodru chazal hashmos kol el kol habosh shelo al yidei hapeh kegoin ein. Ein shloy they called ein matpichin the ein maspikim udomeha. No ein masapkim. You're not allowed to clap, and you're not allowed to. Masapkin is also banging your hands on your thigh. V'domeha, l'kinar, v'toiv, things that are similar to a kinar, different types of music, v'toiv, drums and harps. Aval hocha, a radio, this is a sound he held that is coming through a voice. It's coming through a human being. Aval hocha, kol haba al yidei hapeh, hu afilu, imhu oiver derech kli, even though it's coming through electrical signals, the bottom line is you are replicating a human voice, even though it's coming through wires. Loi gozru chazal, he was very lean, and he held that there is no Isser of Hashmas Kol. He holds that if you go, you could avoid the problem of electricity, all of those issues, by using an automatic clock. So what's the only issue that's left? He is Hashmas Kol. Hashmas Kol, according to his opinion, has to be dafka, a utensil, sound that is generated through a kli. Sound that comes through a human being is not part of the prohibition, and even when you replicate that sound in the radio, it will be mutter. V'chein, same thing. That's what he held. He held in the Chanami. Mike, it's a very technically there are gedolim that held that it's mutter. It's not. It's a okay. We Baruch Hashem live in a very Haredi community, and we don't do it. We don't do a Baruch Hashem. But years ago, it wasn't when people needed this for parnasa. People needed to go. The only parnasa they had was to become a rabbi or a chazan in a shul where there was a microphone. There were definitely gedolim which said that technically there's room to be lenient, and if your parnasa depends upon it, you can be makel. Okay, Baruch Hashem, today the standards are very high, so we don't hear about this too often. But it's extremely important to know the letter of the law. And the letter of the law is there are grounds to be lenient. Okay, let's discuss at great length about the umbrella. everyone is struggling with the umbrella issue. If there is an Erev, or it's Yomtif, there's no issue of carrying. Technically, there are many reasons why using an umbrella on Shabbos and Yomtif would be mutter. Halacha l'maaseh, so we don't do it, because Baruch Hashem, we have very high standards. But you have to never forget about the letter of the law. V'chein in kam shum isu mishum masakim maneh. What as far as being masakim maneh, so that's not an issue. Why came with the mitchila nasal das zosh, kol yochiv yochiv yas sadava b'beitso? You're not creating, you're not being masakin. Anything which is complete, it's just a matter of turning on a knob, that's not called masakin. That's the way you use it. That is why this opinion, this person was of the opinion, it was makel. That's why you're allowed to wind up a watch on Shabbos. We had this last week. Automatic. If you turn on before Shabbos, or you have it on a clock. Ein kan iser hashmoas kol v'loy tikun mone. This is not called hashmoas kol. It's not called tikun mone. Therefore, it's mutter. And by the way, he starts the mashak. Who is the mashak? I'm not familiar with the mashak. Beshut mashak. He quotes it very, very often. And by the way, another just small thing we take out of this is making havdalah, or let's say being yotze kriyas hamegillah over a cell phone, or microphone. So he seems as though that's not even telephone. So Rav Moshe is makel. Rav Moshe says that b'di'evad, if you can't hear havdalah directly, you can yotze havdalah over the telephone. And what about even kriyas hamegillah? Things like this, but I'm not hearing the actual voice. I'm hearing a replica of the voice. So in Chanami, Rav Moshe says it's good enough since the person's koyach is causing a series of events to bring about some type of process where the voice will be replicated exactly the way it was said in one location to another location. That he held is not called a kli. It's called the real thing, and you can be yotze. You see that to be exactly the same principle he's using over here, to be mati, using already on Shabbos. Because if you were to look at a radio or some type of electrical device as a kli, and not to represent the actual voice of the one that spoke those words, this will be no different than hashmoas kol. Hashmoas kol is an issur midrabanan. Hashmoas kol, the definition of hashmoas kol, is a sound that comes from a kli, like a kinar, a harp, or a drum. So a radio is a utensil. It's a kli. It's producing sound. It happens to sound like a human being, but it's a kli. So you can argue that this is a violation of Hashmoas Kol. You're not allowed to leave the radio on from before Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it on a clock. The fact that he's saying no, as far as the Hashmoas Kol is concerned, I do not consider this to be sound that comes through a utensil. I consider this to be a sound that's coming from a human being. So that same way it's a sound from a human being, that it's not a violation of Hashmoas Kol, that's what Rav Moshe says. It's called the original sound when it comes to Havdalah, and when it comes to Mikra Megillah, and it comes to other types of things where you need to be Yotze with Shemei Ka'ina. It's the same exact principle. It's a very powerful principle. Aval, Ayin B'shut Beis Yitzchak, Shekosaf, Benidon a telephone. The guy pushes the button. So you're not doing anything, right? So here you're totally doing nothing. Because the Beis Yitzchak disagrees. The Beis Yitzchak holds that a radio and all these electrical devices is a sound that is coming from a kli. If it's coming through a kli, I don't know what that is. Like we learned above, the ayin sif katan shachar zesh. The next sim we're going to have very soon. Shavesi divrei hashvus Yaakov shehiter l'daber b'kli ke'ain telephone. Mashma nami the kol over derech kli av she magvir b'zeh hakol. Even though you're causing it to to intensify, you're causing it to increase. He also is makel that even speaking to a telephone, even speaking to what appears to be a microphone, is not a technical violation of the halach of hashmas kol. There are other issues. So if we're going to put away the issue of electricity, put that aside. Are you allowed to talk into a telephone or into a microphone when you're going to cause the sound is going to be replicated somewhere else? Are you being over at that moment in time of Hashmoas Kol? Again, we're dealing over here with a utensil that was created by the Tzomet Institute in Eretz Yisrael, where they've taken away any electrical circuit problem. But there's another prohibition of Hashmoas Kol. You're causing a sound to be heard. It's as if you're playing a musical instrument. Again, it's the same exact issue. When you replicate the sound of a human being, we have two opinions, two major opinions. Is this called the sound of a human being, which is mutter, or is this called the sound of a utensil, which is a problem? It's self-understood. Radio. Without any transistors, without any wires attached, huadin, wireless, right? Huadin, the yoytze b'shmis dvarim, huadin, the yoytze b'shmis dvarim, hamichu yavim l'shmoya, im shameya, ayde radio mishol chaveiro. You can be yoytze. You can listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah, to Havdol over the radio. If everything is put in position before Shabbos begins, there's nothing wrong. So you should be allowed to listen to Yoytze Kiddush, listening to the radio. But if it goes without saying, to go listen to business, to listen to an analysis of what's doing in the market, that's Yoytze Midaber Dava, that's Pasha. You should leave on the television to go watch things that you should not be watching even during the week. Because even to think, even though you're not actually talking, to hearing what's going on in the market, that is not proper. We have another Pesach, the Sefer Shulch Mulachim, that is very lenient with regard to keeping a radio on from before Shabbos. The Pesach Me'erev Shabbos Mutvayin B'shut Minchas Lazar. Period. Amnam, another machmir. Ayin b'shut mishpeteu zil. Shegam im pasuch me'ev Shabbos gamkin osr. He's machmir. V'tzi in sham l'sifrei. V'chein v'yitzi b'kundros me'agun av sham l'zalman arba. Chanal. Sheherich b'zeh v'helel l'isr. K'mo shechri haramoh. Le'esa, what's the comparison? Le'esa l'chadchil lo se schitin b'soich v'chayim shalmayim samach l'chashecha mishum ha'shmo askol l'chadchina v'avsha milsa. It's noise. Avsha means noise is considered significant with regard to a violation of Shabbos. V'zilusa d'Shabbos hu. So he's really giving a whole different approach. He's telling us, let's put aside electrical circuits. Let's put aside the special prohibition of hashmo askol. Put those aside. It's still a disgrace for the sanctity of Shabbos that there should be noise. There should be, it's Shabbos day. In a chanami. Basketball and baseball on Shabbos and all of these things on Shabbos, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. It falls in a category called Avsha Milsa. Avsha means noise. Noise, as this is translated in its broad context, people are aware that things are happening that are not in the spirit of Shabbos. A vacuum cleaner, the person has a non-Jewish worker in his home or in a shul, and the non-Jewish worker, for their own personal, convenience, takes out the vacuum cleaner and starts vacuuming in shul on Shabbos when people are sitting around. He has to be told to turn it off, to stop. Why? He has done nothing wrong. He's doing it on his own. No one told him to do it. He's doing it for his own convenience. There's noise. And when there's noise, the people hear a vacuum cleaner, something which is normally operated on Shabbos and in shul, it's not respectful for the Shabbos. It's avshe milsa.
Sure, I don't want to say wrong. But if a alarm clock is going on,
yeah,
you're allowed to close it.
He means after the alarm has gone off, and you don't want it.
The alarm is not even going.
Continually?
Because while it's going, okay, I only have to see what that means exactly. I think when you talk about, let's say you have a broken alarm, and the alarm goes off, and then it stops, but there's a delay. It goes off for 5 minutes, and then there's a short circuit. Yeah. You know that in 10 minutes it can happen again, and go for another 5 minutes, and another 5 minutes. So during the quiet period, you're allowed to do something that it should not go again. For example, I have this issue. I have my computer at home near where I sleep. I downloaded this new app. Every time I get an email, it reads the subject. There's a woman reading. There's a woman that's reading. Mayor Appledorf has just sent you an email, and I hear. No, not on Shabbos. Hashem. But so on Shabbos, all of a sudden, Friday night. Oh no. Their emails, I hear emails coming in. So are you allowed, so after the email has stopped, it's going to happen again in 10 minutes, a half an hour, middle of the night, whenever it's going to come in, am I allowed just to adjust the volume, to turn the volume off?
You must have an old computer, because today you have to go online. No,
there are speakers. There are two. I have two speakers, and there's no light. The light is on. So by turning the volume off, not off, just lowering it. So I'm not doing anything. So as far as I know, you're allowed to do that, because since at this moment in time there is absolutely no sound coming, and you're just turning the knob, you're preventing a sound that would come at a later point in time. What?
You turn your computer off.
Right? No, that's not your computer off. The computer is on.
It's on, but I mean, can't you turn it off before Shabbos? And you turn the whole thing off?
You could turn it off before Shabbos. You could. But it's too late. Right now, it's Shabbos night. It's Friday night. And right now, everything is on. Everything is on and running. And now there's sound. But there's no sound. Now there's a sound. But I can turn the knob to reduce the volume down with the radio. So right now, there's no sound. So when I'm turning the knob, I'm not doing anything. No. It's going to serve to prevent noise from coming at a later point in time. L'chor, that's mutter. I remember hearing the Shaila years ago. L'chor, that's mutter. If you're not, I'm not causing any lights to go on. There are no lights to go on. There's no electricity. There's no circuit changes happening. It's adjusting a volume to prevent noise from coming through the system at a later point in time.
So it's the same thing as if, let's say, you left your weekday alarm set for like 6
and you want to adjust it,
and you see the little red light on, yeah. You're like, oh, I forgot to turn off my alarm. So you turn the volume down at night.
You turn the volume down, exactly. You turn the volume right. That's the Shaila. Don't turn it off, because you turn off, you're going to turn off the little red light.
Right.
Don't do that. But turn the volume down to zero. Exactly. That's a very good example. The alarm is set to go off tomorrow morning. You want to sleep late, so you can turn the volume, like a radio alarm clock.
But it's interesting that we have to be concerned that for musical instrument, we don't use musical instrument because we may come to
fix it.
But for something like this, we're not concerned that you're actually touching something.
Because you're not doing anything, right? Well,
but it's part of an electric.
It's part. You make a very good point. And the answer to your question is, you make an excellent point, is that this works to our advantage. I've heard this from many poskim. We have no right to make for ourselves new chumras that did not exist, even though theoretically it shouldn't be any different. It shouldn't be any different than what Chazal had in mind. If Chazal were here today, they might. Who knows the takanas they would make today? They would say, someone told me, if Chazal were here today, they have no doubt in their mind, they would make, there would be an iser yichud to be alone in a room with a computer that doesn't have a filter. Someone told me this. I have no doubt. Chazal went to such lengths to make the Isra Yichud in all these different situations, all these chumras. If you're alone in a room and you have a computer and the computer has no filter, you don't think Chazal would say at takonas Chazal there's an Isra Yichud? He guarantees him, he's willing to swear his life on a Chazal make. But Chazal didn't make it. And if Chazal didn't make it, it's mutter. You have to trust yourself. Okay, so the Rabbanim tell us, say, you shouldn't trust yourself, you should go get a filter, you should do this and all these things. But is it osur? Of course it's not osur, because Chazal didn't make. Do we have a right, Bezman Hazeh, to make new chumras that Chazal did not make? No, absolutely not. So you're right, touching an electrical appliance of turning the volume down is very dangerous, but once I'm going to turn the knob, who knows, I might come to turn it off entirely. I might come to do something entirely. But Chazal didn't say that. Chazal never made such a takana, so you're allowed to do it.
Because everything's electronic. And
yeah. You can't live today.
It's really battery powered.
Yeah.
The old time, changed.
The filament, right. But today we're dealing with it. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Before about the spirit of Shabbos, the things you shouldn't do because of the spirit.
Yes.
Now, if somebody sees you turning this knob down, they. It's a one moment thing.
Spirit of Shabbos, spirit of Shabbos. You're right. You make a good point, but every situation has to be discussed separately. Here, if you're not going to turn the volume down, it's going to destroy your onik Shabbos. You want to sleep tomorrow late until 8 o'clock. The alarm is set to go off at 5:30 in the morning. So it's going to ruin your whole onik Shabbos. The alarm's going to go off at 5:30 in the morning. You're going to wake up. You're not going to be able to fall back asleep again. And that's the whole Shabbos is going to be ruined. So for one moment thing, to turn the volume off, to turn the knob down, the luchars. Okay, listen to this paragraph. It's very long. We'll finish the paragraph. We'll do some other things. Okay, so he talks about the Rav Shlomo Zalman Amos says that you're not allowed to put is a Shabbos Avshe Milsa by putting in wheat into the mill. It's going to make noise on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put raw kernels of wheat into the mill Friday afternoon, knowing that it's going to make sound on Shabbos because of Avshe Milsa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Amos says the same thing, that turning on the radio on Shabbos, even if we're going to avoid any issue of electrical circuits, we're going to avoid an issue of Hashmo Askol, there is still a third issue of Avshe Milsa. The Avshe Milsa, the Zilusa, the Shabbosu, the Hochinami Kane, the Avshe Milsa, the Ashmo Askol, the Lo Yodu, La Havchin, Jezeb, Pesuch, Me Esmol. People are not going to be able to discern that it was opened, that was opened from. Okay, I don't know what he means, these last words. So, Lamaskana, okay, we're going to stop here for now. There are three issues with the radio. There are electrical circuits, which has to be analyzed separately. Every type of radio is probably different. And I'm sure, like the narrative show, the Tzomet Institute have made all of these different inventions for that do not violate any technical law of Hilchos Shabbos. That's one issue. The second issue is a takonis chazolov hashmoas koil. Hashmoas koil. There are different types of hashmoas. That's the question. A radio, you're really hearing a replica of the human voice. Is that called hashmoas koil? And then there's a third issue. The third, which is from the lighter of the three, is avsha milsa. And of course, whenever there's an emergency, there's a semi-emergency, that certainly is going to take away the problem of avsha milsa. Will it take away the problem of hashmoas koil? That all, of course, will depend on the situation. Okay.